Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 8th, and this is Alan Ward, Council 9 volunteer, reporting. And together, we will do better. Starting next week, United will mail to our home address confirmation statements detailing our individual annual benefit selections and the associated costs for 2014. Please review your statement to be sure that the plan options listed accurately reflect your elections. If you need to make corrections, visit United's Your Benefits Resources site or call a representative during the correction period, which runs for 10 days only, November 18th through 27th. Please note that the Your Benefits Resources enrollment site will not be open until November 18th. If you did not have an opportunity to enroll during the active benefit enrollment period, you will have another opportunity during the correction period. The 2014 annual benefits enrollment period for retirees started on November 4th and will continue through November 15th, 2013. Retirees may visit the Your Benefits Resource site to find all the rates and plan options that are available. If you have questions regarding retiree enrollment, please contact the United Airlines Benefits Service Center at 1-800-651-1007, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. As part of the company's plan to modernize and update the fleet of aircraft, a substantial number of less fuel-efficient 757-200 aircraft have been removed from the fleet over the course of the past year. In their place, subsidiary UA has begun to take delivery of the 737-900 aircraft, the 37B, the 73B, as replacements. As these aircraft come into the fleet, it is anticipated that these next-generation fuel-efficient aircraft will be used on longer stage length flights in both the transcon and midcon markets. As we are aware, over the past several months, the company has identified that an overage of flight attendants exists at Chicago, Los Angeles, and Denver, in large part due to the redeployment of aircraft in the domestic and international markets. In the interim, flying continues to be assigned at all domiciles consistent with the requirements of our contract to ensure lines are available for line holders. Management has made a concerted effort to support the domicile-based populations at both subsidiaries during the period of time before a joint contract is in place. As a result, at these domiciles where there is a population overage, we can expect to see longer trips and increased deadheading to position flight attendants to begin their flight assignments. It has not gone unnoticed that this has changed the nature of the flying traditionally assigned at many locations. We are aware that members at many locations are talking to their local schedule committees about what is perceived to be a loss of turn flying, a reduction in the number of less hard-time 10-hour, 2-day IDs, and a desire to see a reduction in the number of 3- and 4-day IDs. In fact, many local schedule committee members have brought these issues to the attention of our MEC Central Schedule Committee, CSC, to be addressed with management. The MEC Central Schedule Committee has a long history of advocating for a variety of flying at every location. We would expect to see 1-day, 2-day, 3-day, and 4-day flying, as well as high-time turns, 5-hour turns, high-time 2-day IDs, as well as the more traditional 10-hour, 2-day flying. While this advocacy continues each month and is expressed during review of the domestic flying assigned at each domicile, we also recognize the population imbalances at some locations present challenges in achieving this desired mix of flying. At those locations where flying must be moved into the location to support the population living and flying from the location, an often unintentional consequence becomes the elimination of turn flying. Because the location needs hours to support the population, the only alternative to growing the number of departures from the location is to add hours by increasing the time flown in each ID. As a result, the segments that were once used to build turns are now being used to move flight attendants out into the system where they are then assigned other hours before returning back to the domicile, often days later. We must address that this is the mathematical solution that becomes necessary to support the flight attendant population at the location. While our Central Schedule Committee is supportive of the desire for this variety of flying in every location, we remain committed to ensuring our members remain in the desired domicile locations. To that end, when CSC reviews the domestic DSL, we look at the trips to see if 3- or 4-day trips can be broken into smaller segments, keeping the hours at the location. This is usually only possible if breaking the trip apart does not create any credit time, and if the crew returns to or flies back through the domicile before the end of the trip. To the extent that this can be done, it is pursued. During this time, while our Joint Negotiations Committee works to secure a contract based on flight attendants' priorities, we realize the challenges this presents. The advocacy of our MEC committees in addressing issues affecting flight attendants and the quality of their work life is ongoing. Late Wednesday afternoon, the company announced the expanded use of portable electronic devices, PED, from takeoff through landing or gate-to-gate. FAA approval of United's implementation for PEDs was received at approximately 1600 Central Standard Time Wednesday. This change was effective immediately for flight attendants operating in the 50 United States and excludes U.S. territories in Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as those flights departing from or arriving into an international location. Due to the immediate implementation of this new policy, in-flight services created a PED supplement to the Flight Attendant Operations Manual, the FAOM, which contains updated announcements and policies along with detailed flight attendant procedures for expanded PED use. The updated announcements in the PED supplement replace the current PED announcements in the Flight Attendant Announcement Booklet and should be used where noted and applicable. Distribution of the PED supplement began Wednesday at all domiciles. Once picked up at the domicile, the PED supplement is to be placed in the front pocket of your FAOM binder. Note, United's policies regarding flight attendant use of personal electronic devices while on duty have not changed as a result of this decision. Management has indicated that flight attendants are expected to pick up the PED supplement at their first opportunity from any domicile location. In order to increase the opportunity for flight attendants to comply with the FAA requirement to carry this PED supplement, domiciles are printing the document locally and are prepared to provide copies to those who need them. In addition, a copy of the PED supplement was to be made available on each aircraft beginning this past Wednesday. Primary Phase 1 vacation bids are scheduled to be posted no later than November 12, 2013 at 08:30. At that time, flight attendants will be able to learn of their primary vacation awards via the VAC bid screen in Unimatic or via CATS at 1-800-825-7533. Secondary Phase 2 vacation bidding will open on November 16, 2013. Just go to our website for more information on the 2014 vacation bidding process. This week, our flying partners from JFK, Heathrow, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Frankfurt, DCA, Hong Kong, and Houston successfully completed 2 days of grievance training. AFA representatives reviewed procedures to enforce our contract and protect all flight attendants against arbitrary and unjust disciplinary action. They also reviewed strategies on how to secure the best possible outcome for all flight attendants in the resolution of any grievance. We congratulate our colleagues who stepped forward and thank them for their commitment as advocates for all members. AFA EAP Professional Standards held their annual training this week in Chicago. Representatives from United AFA Councils who participated in this training come from Heathrow, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Frankfurt, DCA, Hong Kong, and Boston. Our EAP Professional Standards volunteers are highly trained, and their work is mostly unrecognized because of the confidential nature they do. We are privileged to have such a dedicated group of volunteers committed to our individual and professional well-being. Words are simply insufficient in capturing our gratitude. We appreciate and value this important work that is so critical to our members' health and well-being. As a reminder, the 2013 uniform points expire on December 31, 2013, and will not roll over for use in the following 2014 calendar year. In order to get full use from your annual uniform point allocation, orders must be submitted before the following deadlines. Telephone orders must be placed by 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on December 31, 2013. Online orders must be placed by 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time on December 31, 2013 via the CINTAS website. A link is provided at the useful website section of our website at www.unitedafa.org. Be sure to utilize your full uniform point allocation. We encourage you to place those orders early and to avoid running the risk of forgetting to do so during the busy holiday season. Our Joint Negotiating Committee, the JNC, met with United Management this week in Chicago and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update on the JNC website at www.ourunited.org. If you are not signed up to receive the Our United newsletter, your only source for the latest joint negotiations news, please do so also at www.ourunited.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling as we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.